Ezekiel chapter 5. And thou, son of man, take thee a sharp knife, a barber's razor shalt thou take, and cause it to pass upon thy head and upon thy beard, and thou shalt take balances to weigh, and divide the hair. A third part shalt thou burn in the fire, in the midst of the city, when the days of siege are fulfilled. And thou shalt take a third part, and smite about it with a knife, and a third part thou shalt scatter to the wind, and I will draw out a sword after them. And thou shalt take thereof a few in number, and bind them in thy skirts. And thou shalt take of these again, and cast them into the midst of the fire, and burn them in the fire. From it shall a fire come forth against all the house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord Jehovah, This is Jerusalem. I have set her in the midst of the nations, and the countries are round about her. And she hath rebelled against my judgments in wickedness more than the nations, and against my statutes more than the countries that are round about her. For mine ordinances have they refused, and my statutes they have not walked in them. Therefore thus saith the Lord Jehovah, Because ye have been turbulent more than the nations that are round about you, and have not walked in my statutes, neither have kept mine ordinances, nor even have done according to the ordinances of the nations that are round about you, therefore thus saith the Lord Jehovah, Behold, I, even I, am against thee, and will execute judgments in the midst of thee in the sight of the nations. And I will do in thee that which I have not done, and whereunto I will not do any more the like, because of all thine abominations. Therefore the fathers shall eat the sons in the midst of thee, and the sons shall eat their fathers. And I will execute judgments in thee, and the whole remnant of thee will I scatter to all the winds. Wherefore, as I live, saith the Lord Jehovah, verily, because thou hast defiled my sanctuary with all thy detestable things, and with all thine abominations, therefore will I also withdraw mine eye, and it shall not spare, nor will I have any pity. A third part of thee shall die by the pestilence, and shall be consumed by the famine in the midst of thee, and a third part shall fall by the sword round about thee. And I will scatter a third part to all the winds, and I will draw out a sword after them. And mine anger shall be accomplished, and I will satisfy my fury upon them, and I will comfort myself, and they shall know that I, Jehovah, have spoken in my jealousy, when I have accomplished my fury upon them. And I will make thee a waste and a reproach among the nations that are round about thee, in the sight of all that pass by. And it shall be a reproach and a taunt, an instruction and an astonishment unto the nations that are round about thee, when I shall execute judgments upon thee in anger and in fury and in furious rebukes. I, Jehovah, have spoken. When I send upon them the evil arrows of famine that are for their destruction, which I send to destroy you, then will I increase the famine upon you, and will break your staff of bread. And I will send upon you famine and evil beasts, which shall bereave thee of children. And pestilence and blood shall pass through thee, and I will bring the sword upon thee. I, Jehovah, have spoken.